They won't hand you land, but they'll hand you evictions. Won't ban pollution, but they'll hand you prescriptions. Won't plan a clinic, but they'll plan you a prison to expand their restrictions and demand your conviction. All for a scam to bring the man riches. And the laws are all written in encoded encryptions like Egyptian inscriptions, so you can't read the text or transcribe the depictions, and you end up a victim of the merciless system, a fool to their rules, unless you resist them. While Bush is discreet with his hard drug connections and lies to his teeth about weapons inspection, starts wars on the poor to protect his investments and shackles the rest in his halls of correction, the empire rises with threat of aggression and free enterprise, all we get is recession. So we protest elections and move on in directions to spawn insurrections, maintaining the movement for public protection from the morbid extension of corporate oppression. But the media ignores it or turns their attention to stories of glory or outright suppression when people rise up and the press gives no mention, they like to pretend it's a leftist invention. While CIA henchmen plot out interventions to silence the people who stand up and question our secret detentions or chemical weapons or mass violations of Geneva Conventions. From all the president's men, there's no talk of preventions, just talk of revenge or of lethal offenses while soldiers are dying alone in the trenches. Here back at home, we're thrown behind fences. And they call it freedom flag waving with grace. Yeah, we're gonna beat them, we're saving this place. But reality strikes, they're creating disgrace and killing the hungry, the poor, and displaced while paving the way for the state to erase the rights of the people. Move forward with slaves, keep digging the deep hole of court-ordered graves. Now only the biggest rebellion will slave. Our only alternative to fear and defeat by the rule of the fortunate is here in the street. It's the sound that we make when we rise up and speak in defense of our world, the freedom we seek. The wrongly convicted, the wrongly released, all captive belongings of capitalist greed, and until we've defeated the powers that be, there will never be peace in the land of the free.